Hopefully he hasn't got off into the stratosphere. Hopefully he's still with me, because David Moore has been waiting patiently to talk to me about another event that's taking place in the skies around us tonight. Good morning to you, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And thank you for your patience in waiting to talk to me. You come to the land of the strawberries, County Wexford, and you're going to talk about the strawberry moon. So we have to keep an eye out for this. What is this, David?
Well, every moon, the full moon that happens that month is called the strawberry moon because it's harvest time for strawberries. I spent many a happy time in County Wexford at strawberry festivals. And tonight, the moon will be rising, not only full, but also there's a lot of smoke in the atmosphere from the Canadian wildflowers. It's been shipped across the Atlantic by the jet stream. People may have noticed a lot of very red sunsets, and even the sunset being quite dim compared to how bright the sun normally is. And that's caused by the smoke from those wildflowers. So the moon may actually look a strawberry colour this evening. Yeah. It's not supposed to, but yeah, it'll be a double whammy if it does.
Right, so it's often low in the sky, the moon, but especially just after rising, which can give it a golden or reddish tint. But strawberry is a new colour of me anyway. Is it a new colour? Is it a rarity, the strawberry colour?
Yeah, and it's totally unpredictable. We wouldn't have known there was going to be wildflowers. Every June there'll be a strawberry moon, but it's really only named after the harvest. We'd expect the moon to be that colour. So this is actually the worst moons we'll ever get. The next time this moon is low down will be 2043.
Wow.
And we've no idea if between now and then we'll actually end up with a moon that is this colour caused by that smoke in the atmosphere. In fact, the moon was practically full last night as well, and I saw it rising, quite dim, and a very orange-red colour shows up nicely in photographs. And people can photograph this even on their camera phones, and we want them to do that and send it in Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Yeah. All right. Look, you've been waiting patiently. I won't delay you much longer. I know you're a band. For people in who want to see it tonight, when's the best time to look? And do they need anything special like binoculars? You've already kind of indicated that you'll get it off your phone, so there's even help you more.
Oh, it's a full moon, so the naked eye, it's the brightest thing in the sky after the sun.
And the time to watch it tonight, then? The time to watch it tonight, David?
It varies around the country, but in the southeast it'll be up first about 10:50.
Right.
But, you know, there's some hills in the distance or some low clouds. So, you know, just keep watching till at least an hour. And because the moon rises so slowly, it's not going to get high very quickly. Mm. So if you want to line it up with statues, landmarks, even family and friends, you can take quite creative photographs and go to astronomy.ie. You'll see in the contact section where to send pictures to the magazine.
Thank you so much for talking to us, David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. So have it around about 10:50 tonight in County Wexford if you want to see, in the land of the strawberry moon.